It can be a little daunting to imagine such a drastic lifestyle change, but for many people the draw of a less tethered lifestyle is strong. Living on the road as remote working becomes increasingly common, more and more people are choosing to pack up their laptops and explore the continent. It can take some careful planning to ensure that you have a place to park each night, but generally full-time RVers find their own strategies for deciding where to go next. It can definitely be a challenge, but for people who love to travel it can be a great lifestyle. Homeschool options make raising a family on the road possible. Parents are able to give their kids a very unique learning experience while exploring different cities and parks across North America. It does require a carefully and well-organized plan and a connection to a home school board. Stationary RV living. Some people who choose to live in their RV full-time are not actually headed out for the open road. They enjoy their RV, but they also want to put down roots and be part of a community. Stationary RV living is more common than you might think. Leased or rented camping spots, either in campgrounds or in RV resorts, are long-term homes for some people. If you love the lifestyle of RV resort living, including the people, beautiful scenery, and outdoor activities, but you want some stability in your life, stationary RV living might be perfect for you. In many of the resorts that host long-term guests, RV neighbors become good friends and a strong community is built. Image by Kun G from Pixabay. Following the weather here in Alberta, it is common for locals to travel to the southern U.S. states for the coldest months of the winter. RV resorts in Arizona, California, Texas, and Florida are popular destinations for RV snowbirds. Some people are choosing to come back to Alberta for the summer but stay in their RV instead of returning to their brick-and-mortar homes. They are either spending the summer traveling with their RV or settling into a seasonal lease somewhere close to home. Regardless of the type of full-time RV living you might be considering, there are a few things that you should keep in mind, including increased cost of insurance for full-time RVs compared to occasional trips. You will need a permanent mailing address, which could be a P.O. box. Some RV resorts also have mail service. It might not be ideal for a long-term plan. Many people eventually get tired of the limited space and inconvenience of RV living. You might need to upgrade your RV to make living in it more comfortable. It can be tricky staying in touch with friends and family back home. If you are curious about living in your RV full-time, start with a seasonal lease for the summer. Find out if you like it for a few months before committing to a drastic lifestyle change. This story was made possible by our Community Partners Program. Thank you RV City for helping to expand local news coverage in Alberta. Learn more.